And on the line now, I have Joan Donnellan, guidance counsellor with Colchester College of Further Education. Good morning to you, Joan.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, very, very busy college, especially over the past couple of years. There's some great advancements and everything down there.
Exactly. We're busy now. We haven't started our courses yet. We start now on the 10th of September, so there's still a little bit of time. We had an open day last Wednesday, but we're taking walk-ins or people who just want to ring up or make contact. My email address is on the website, guidanceoffice@colchestercollege.ie. But we've had some good stories, good news stories in the last just term. And just to give you a very interesting statistic, we have two science courses here, two pre-university sciences, because some of our courses are really destined to university or third level. So they really appeal to students who may just have done the Leaving Cert and are a bit disappointed and maybe want a fresh start, maybe want a fresh approach, reinvent themselves. But in our last group here, among the two science classes, nine of them are in Trinity College this term, which is an amazing achievement. And they're in courses that are in excess of 500 points. Now, this is not new to us. We are getting students in every year, but that's particularly high. Trinity only have 13 spaces nationally for PLC students, and we've grabbed nine of them.
Okay.
So we have a very, very strong pre-university science, very strong pre-university business, pre-university arts, if you want to get into teaching, particularly every year our culture and heritage course attracts students like that, and they're getting in. I mean, I will be honest here, there are third-level courses that are actually easy to access if you have the right qualifications. The options are there, the vacancies are there, not in every area. So, but in those areas, we find that there's very strong traffic. And so that's one thing to say to people, particularly if you've left school without the leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you have a poor leaving or without the leaving, or you're an early leaver and you come back. We even have students who've been to third level and it wasn't for them the course they were on, and they're coming back and they're looking at another way forward. So all kinds of scenarios. I mean, we have people with, you know, who may have come from the LCA, and so they didn't have the points or they didn't have the opportunity to go on. And we also have people who perhaps missed out on a grade or two, and we can...
Can I ask you two things? One is about, I remember I did an open day both down there and in the Colchester Dualig there over a period of the past 5 years. I've done open days in both. I was just wondering, at the time with the popularity of some TV programmes, a lot of the kids in science were interested in forensics. Has that fad sort of worn off now?
Yes, I'm not asked about that as much.
Okay.
Most of them want to do general science because most of them are aware that it's not a good idea to pigeonhole yourself too early.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go into a one little niche area, well, then maybe a lot of options might be closed to you. So I find it very interesting that some of them, one or two students here 2 years ago, they left here, they did our animal science course, which is very, very popular, and I have to say it's one of the ones that fills quickly. Two female students here 2 years ago, and they came back last year to tell their story. They went in all about doing zoology. And when they got to UCD, and zoology is in a general science area, after 2 years doing general science, they changed tack. And one of them came back saying, I'm doing neuroscience. And I thought, if she had chosen something really particular, a niche area, she would not have been given that opportunity to look at other options. So it's a great idea if you're particularly unsure to go for something general. Now, we also, and I don't want to just stress the pre-university route, but I do have to remind people if they haven't been to third level before and they thought maybe I should or would, that if you haven't been there before, everybody in the state, if you are EU and you've been here for the last few years, and you are entitled up to 4 years funding. So, you know, to remember that university education is hugely funded in this country. So, but on another note, we also have courses that prepare you for work. And within a year of being here, you have a level 5, you are ready for the workplace. And those courses are in the childcare area, every year those students walk into jobs because there are more jobs than applicants there.
People at the moment, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the other area is care support. I mean, those students are employed before they leave here by all the care companies. As you all know, there's a shortage there. Now, some students come in to do that course and then say, I might decide to pursue my studies further. And they might go into social care. They might go onwards towards psychology, something like that. But they have a course under their belt. And I've had great stories of one student here a couple of years ago who got the course, who got into work. But it allowed her to also support herself through a degree. So she had the best of both worlds.
Okay, so does that mean, to an extent, Joan, that, for instance, if someone goes in and they do the full year and is in care or so, whatever else it may be, that they can carry on with the job and knowing Colchester College, they can do it at night?
Well, in some courses, now we do have courses at night, but now I have to stress a lot of our courses are hobby courses at night.
Okay.
And they are very busy. But there are courses like level 6 childcare at night, which you could access. And our night classes will be starting in the next couple of weeks. All of this information and dates are on our website. But the registration for those night classes is Monday, Tuesday and Thursday of next week. Mm. That's the 3rd and the 4th and the 6th. But everything we hope is up to date on the website. Dates, times to call into us. We've also part-time day courses. And people don't realise, if they're on any kind of payment, be it disability or unemployment benefit, those courses, the part-time courses, are free. And they're only 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in, you know, if you want to get back into education and you want to upgrade your IT skills, if you want to get into just some general learning, if you're thinking of full-time but you're not so sure and you want to test the water, or even in the part-time horticulture area. So, you know, for the want of knowing that sometimes courses are free, and also sometimes the full-time courses are free, if you have been unemployed for a few months, you might be eligible for what's called a VITAS place. So everything is paid for. You've no fee, and you get to keep your employment benefits. So your social welfare payments. So it's, you know, just ask.
People are there, because in lots of cases, no matter what it is, people don't know what they're entitled to unless they ask for it or look for it. Is all this information on your website?
It is indeed, and we hope we're clear. And if not, look, ring us up or come in. But, you know, people don't realise. I've had students say to me, I wouldn't apply to university because I couldn't afford the fees.
Okay.
I said, you know, there are grants. There are even grants for PLCs. And they're saying to me, well, you know, so I have to pay nothing. I said, no, the only thing you have to pay is the application fee of €25 to CAO. There's nothing after that if you know, satisfy the means test. And the Susie Grant is there for everything from PLC upwards. So there's a lot of funding there. There's a lot of options there. You just need to pick up the phone, call in, read the website. And just, you know, if you just want to make an inquiry and walk away, that's fine too. We have a frequently asked questions there section on the website. The full courses are there. And just to run down, animal science is Phil's pretty much full at the moment.
Mm.
Pre-university science, very, very strong. Business studies, very strong. You know, most of the students here, because of where we're situated, are looking to go to DCU and they're going on there. Childcare. Busy, and again, it's a qualification in itself, or indeed, you can go on. One of our students was just in the other day from last term. Congratulations, Georgia. She's up in DCU, and she's going to start early childhood education degree. And, you know, we then have Montessori teaching. Two of our past students who just qualified this year with us last May,
mm-hmm.
they're now out in St. Nicholas College Dunleary on a degree and also on a scholarship there. So horticulture, they're going on to the Botanic Gardens to upskill further from the course. Classroom assistant is here. Most of these full-time courses are 4 days and 1 day on work placement. And we follow the school year. So we start 10th of September. We're finished by the 1st of May.
Okay.
And you've got all the holidays in between. So it's quite a short year. Disability care support is there. Pharmacy assistant. I'm just going to congratulate somebody from that class. Ruth is up now, going to start DCU Health and Society. You know, I can congratulate Shodine, who's just on her science. She's starting in UCD. And Clara, who's starting in Trinity. So,
right.
You know, these people will know their name if they're listening in. Our culture and heritage class, very, very busy. Students go on to do law or arts or tourism. We're starting a new course this year, transport, distribution and logistics. So if you're interested, there's a new apprenticeship coming out in that area. If you look at apprenticeship.ie, and if you feel I'm a bit short of the qualifications, mm-hmm. the Leaving Cert is a bit rusty or I don't have the maths, we have the course that you can get on the ladder to access that course. So you can either go on to do a degree in logistics or you can go on to the apprenticeship where you'll earn as you learn.
Go on.
Yeah, and then we have some level sixes on the course on the web page as well. And also, of course, we have the computer network technician and cybersecurity course, and that's proving to be quite popular as well. And again, you know, huge job opportunities there. And we are looking at partnering with a leading cable company, so students will have a built-in internship. They're paid while they're doing that course.
Okay.
So, you know, that's just a flavour of where we're at. Now,
well, the flavour I get, Joan, immediately from listening to you is that no wonder there's so many of them, the high numbers, getting through and doing so well with yourself there, and that enthusiasm that you exude as a guidance counsellor must reflect on the success.
Well, thank you, and we are like enthusiastic. Like 4 or 5 of us came in here a week before college opened, and we just came in of our own free will, and you know, we didn't have to, and we were here around the time of the CAO round one, and in case there were any students that were just saying, oh, what am I going to do? And I did get some calls from frantic mm-hmm. parents, mind you, more from the parents than the students, because the parents are at home, or the guardians are the ones, you know, picking up mm-hmm. the pieces. And you know, we're there to say, look, within 24 or 48 hours, what may be bad news, you know, we might find a way through it.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet us halfway, there are opportunities there. I had a student in here during the week who didn't understand the SUSE system, which is the grant system,
mm-hmm.
and they had their college offer for UCD, a fantastic offer, and they were afraid to take it because they thought, I can't afford it. And I said, look, you can, because this is going to cost you nothing. Plus, you're going to get a PLC grant, or a SUSE grant, and, you know, it'll pay your transport fees, it'll pay your lunch, and for up to 4 years while you're there. And this student, this student was the first person in their family on both sides that had ever applied to university.
Okay.
And so what a great story.
Indeed, as I said before, people don't know what they're doing unless they look for it. And you'll find out about it if you drop in to have a chat with you. Just incidentally, you're in a perfect location as well. I mean, you've the Dart and you've the buses, and you're on a 10-minute walk from the main Malahide Road, and as I say, you're on the Colester Road there. But just to ask you, the catchment area.
Yeah,
indeed. But the catchment area, is there any restrictions on people outside of the area?
No, we had a fabulous student who came up from Nace last year. His name is Cuda, wonderful lad, who got he did our pre-university science, came up every day, never missed a beat, and was offered to Trinity College this year. So we have, you know, students, we had one student who came up from Wexford a couple of years ago every day and was here on time, which is staggering. So they're from 5 minutes down the road, they're from all over the city.
Okay.
So no restrictions. We're really a great hub here. It's a lovely, vibrant village. We have, you know, several coffee shops. We have an inside canteen here. The students love it, I have
to say.
It's great.
It's a wonderful, wonderful, as I say, it's a wonderful college in a wonderful area, and as I say, your enthusiasm.
But I love working here.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, I've worked
in lots of places. You nearly have me wanting to apply for a job or a college course, and I'm too old.
Yeah, anyway. We're happy to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been great talking to you. And people just look up your website, even if they have a country cousin that might be interested. Give us all the details.
Everything is there, part-time, full-time, night classes, whatever.
Okay.
You know, we're not a huge college, but we like to say we're small and but perfectly formed.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure.
Good morning
now.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful, wonderful enthusiasm there. No wonder I say that the numbers are of the kids that attend there are so successful. That's Joan Donnellan, guidance counsellor with Colesta College of Further Education. And just look up Colesta College there and you get all the information on full and part time, telling you how to apply, when do they start. Tells you all about, also, if you want to drop in, there's someone down there there every day now, and just have a drop in up to and start all starting on the 10th of September. Just drop in, have a chat. Don't forget them grants that Joan was talking about. I didn't know about all of those either, so there you go. I'm sure a lot of people don't, and it'll tell you all about the evening classes, how and when to apply, and when the evening classes start.